Batchy boys, batchy boys. So what they gonna do? What they gonna do? They'll talk about the bachelor for you.
What you gonna do? What you gonna
talk
do?
Talk about the bachelor for you, yeah.
Another week.
Another week, and that's what
which
we
means
do, yeah.
Another episode of the Batchy Boys. Welcome. We are your hosts, Jimmy and Nate, here to talk all things batchy.
Week two on The Bachelorette. Huge, huge, huge. We're down to 11 guys. It was the real men games.
Yeah.
That's what I'm dubbing this week.
Oh, the real men game.
Yeah. Because that was last night's episode. We recorded this on a Friday morning, 6 o'clock. I thought that was the biggest thing for the week.
Yeah.
But let's quickly cover things, Nath. Episode 3, Wednesday night. Lukey got the solo date. The favourite, thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
Some sandcastles, some surfing balls.
Just quickly, with Lukey getting the solo date, was there ever a reveal? I feel like I just turned it on and he was on the date. Was there a moment where it was like, Luke, you get the date?
No, I think there was. There's usually a...
My Foxtel obviously took that off in the record.
No, it's on Channel 10, mate. You don't need Foxtel. Free-to-air television.
I need Foxtel.
Also that week, we had the undercover parent-sister group date. I feel like that dragged out a bit too long for me personally.
Nothing really came of it either.
Yeah.
It's like nothing bad was said in the car.
No.
At least have someone in there
to go. I mean, Sam put his foot in his mouth, but I think as a group date, it could have been quicker.
It could have been a lot better. Things. Yeah. It could have been better.
Look, I mean, great idea, Soph.
Not very exciting parents, are they?
No, well, I mean, he's British.
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't mean just because he's British, he's boring. A lot of British people are fun.
Name a interesting British person.
Michael Keaton.
He's not interesting. He's
yes, he
old.
Is.
He's not
cool.
Interesting.
He's old and interesting.
He's cool and old, but he's not interesting. I'm not going to go, wow, tell me. I'm going to say he has a good voice.
If I saw Michael Keaton, I'd want to sit and chat with him.
Give me two more. And I'll tell you if they're interesting.
All right. Daniel Radcliffe.
No. What has he done since
this
Harry Potter?
This is your
he's
opinion.
He's not interesting. Yeah, exactly. It's an opinion. I said, I've never met an interesting Englishman. That is my opinion.
No, he's interesting. They're all interesting.
One more.
Rob, our social media guy.
Oh, that's no one cares. He's
English.
Interesting. Yeah, I said interesting English.
And he's interesting.
He's not, mate. No one cares about Rob.
You're cruel.
Also, episode 3, we lost Eden. We lost Jeff. We lost Pete. 3 guys gone. It was huge. Didn't see that coming. Episode 4, we had the Real Man Games, the huge group date that everyone was involved. What did you think, Nath, about the manly tests that we had? We had the planking. We had the changing of the tyre. We had the building of the cupboard, and then finally they created fire.
I thought they were all quite good in terms of measuring manliness, except for the plank. The plank was weird. One of my mate's mums can plank for 16 minutes, which means all those people would have been beaten by a woman. So that's not, it's certainly not a man test,
weird. I think it's actually easier the smaller and lightweight you are.
There you go.
That's why Apollo dropped out early. We'll cover that in a sec. But, yeah, I didn't think that. And I thought, you know, nowadays, you know, the tyre changing, the building, the stuff. Like, my girlfriend's better at a flat pack than I am.
Oh, yeah, I refuse flat pack.
I thought they should have thrown something in there, like maybe some cooking or some laundry. Like, that doesn't have to be a woman's
thing.
Oh,
man, you know, the 2017 man, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. You should be able to do everything.
Yeah. Best ponytail.
There's still two man buns in the house. Surprise me. We'll cover that again a bit later. Sammy got one of his solo dates thanks to the double delight rose.
Finally.
Bit of a poor date. Again, cover that a bit later on. And we lost Bingham in episode 4. Not surprising. Now, Nath, before we get into an Oshdog update, I just want to say this intruder's coming into the house. That was the preview for next week.
Next week, yep.
I think we should talk about that a bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Just because our predictions were based off what we...
Yeah, we're not used to it because we've only done one season of this. And in The Bachelorette, there was no intruders. So we're not used to this.
The Bachelor, there was no intruders.
The Bachelor, there was no intruders. Yeah. Oh, no, I did Batchy Boys with another guy.
So in terms of the last one, yeah, there was none. And this time... So we'll cover that again a bit later, but let's see what the Oshdog was up to.
Evening, ladies. Wow.
Episode 3, he did some huge math. I mean, he dropped the bomb. He went, there's 11 roses here, guys. Pause. 3 going home.
Ooh, which is quite tricky because normally he's used to just nicking one off.
Yeah.
So,
do you reckon him practicing that in the mirror?
Yeah, 100%.
Just looking there going, okay, there's 11. That means 2. No, that's wrong.
So, what's that? Is that 15 minus 3?
3, yeah. Okay, so two and a half are going home. Wow. We cut one guy in half. No, that's not right.
Can I get a guy in here to help me with the math,
yeah,
please?
This is not making any sense.
Not my job.
I've written some quotes from last night's episode. I've got three here. I really enjoyed these. These are all real quotes. First one, I'm not whipping anything out of my pants today.
Oh, when did he say that?
When he pulled out, he's going to pull out a date card at the start of the episode. Because remember, the group date was at the house.
Yep, yep.
So he walked in and went, I'm not whipping anything out of my pants today.
Ah, that's when a lot of people turned off when they found out, she wasn't whipping anything out. Damn it.
Apollo looked very upset. He was like,
He loves a magic trick.
Which one of you is the biggest planker?
Okay. Yeah.
Implying wanker.
Yep.
Some comedy.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Okay, yeah. No.
Is he?
There's some comedy from the
show. I don't think he was implying just because it rhymes with wanker.
No, he did. He went, which one of you is the biggest planker?
Oh, did he?
Put it in.
Oh, great. Okay, good on you, Osh. Clever.
And finally, when you're done, put your hand up and I'll check your nuts.
Yeah, that one I did hear. That was good. That was a clever one.
That was my favorite.
And then I think he also said to Sophie at one point, Soph, go check that Jared's nuts or something.
Yeah. I feel like that one, you can't get away with that one, Osh. You're allowed to say it. Maybe not for
so. He kept it going for a bit.
Anything that stood out for you, Nath, for the Osh dog?
With the Osh dog? He didn't wear many ties in the outdoor activities this week. Did you see? He had a blazer on and a t-shirt underneath. Yeah. So I don't know if it was a bit hotter during the challenges or because it was a man challenge, he just wanted to be like, hey, check this chest out, boys.
Yeah, it was quite cold because when they were doing that planking thing, you could see their breath. Mm. So that's why I was assuming the big jacket was to keep him warm.
Yeah, but he just had a t-shirt on underneath. So
yeah, that's one thing I was confused about because some of the guys were quite rugged up with beanies and then some of them just had a t-shirt on.
Like Apollo just had a t-shirt on, didn't he? A white t-shirt.
But even like Apollo, I can make sense. You're a big guy. Mm. You're probably very warm. But James had a t-shirt on and he won the thing.
No, didn't Mac win? Oh, no, James won overall.
James won
the overall. Old dude. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Well, he's not old. He's only, I think he's only 30.
Oh, he's older.
Well, let's get into it, Nath. First cab off the rank is Apollo.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Apollo.
I'm still under the impression that he might be a male stripper. He's saying he's a magician, and he is quite good at magic tricks. We do see a lot of them. We saw some stuff last night with a fork, but I'm still thinking he may be a male stripper. Not a big episode 3 for him. We didn't see anything at all. He wasn't part of anything. Episode 4, he was part of the group date, the Real Man Games, but surprisingly out early. Had some difficulties with the planking. His odds, I mean, they've really firmed up, though. He started at 36 in this competition. He's currently at $9, thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly. I think, when you look at all the pictures, Apollo would be the most manly looking. Don't you think? Because he's a big bloke, big chest, big arms.
Well, when they said the Real Man Games, I thought, Apollo's a good chance to take this out. He's a big strapping lad, but no, out early.
Do you reckon he threw the plank challenge? Because I know you say, the lighter you are, the easier it is. Yeah. But it also helps if you've got arms
strong,
the size of monster trucks.
You either need to be super light or you need to be super strong.
Like him, and he's ridiculously strong. I reckon he's thrown it. Just to look like a better bloke.
Well, I think at the time there was, I think it was 11, so what, Bingham went. So there would have been 12 blokes.
Yeah.
So I did find it hard to believe that he was in the bottom four.
Because at the start, Osher was like, Apollo looks so comfortable, he looks like he could sleep.
Yeah.
And then next minute, Apollo's out. I reckon he's thrown it. I reckon the producers come and put a finger in his bum or something. fall down.
Well, maybe he was just like... Because he's so nice. That's the thing, you know what I mean? In the first few episodes, we saw him grabbing chairs for other blokes. Maybe he just looked around and went,
I could take this easy.
Yeah, I'll make everyone feel better. If the big, muscly guy can't do it, everyone will be like, good, how good am I? And in his head, he's like, I'm just doing a nice thing.
Yeah. I'll do a bit of magic for the boys who are out a bit later on.
The other thing I found interesting, episode 4, he did the fork trick with Sophie.
Yes.
And I got a quote from him here. I just want to get whether you believe this or not. This is from Apollo. It's my first time using magic to impress a girl.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. That's bullshit. Sorry, Apollo. No, mate.
No. And you could tell the way he was doing it with Sophie, it wasn't his first. Come on, mate.
The fact that he said that means it's definitely a lie. Because no one says that anyway. Even if it was your first time, you would never say that.
No.
And also, where did you get the fork from? Has he just brought in a suitcase full of things to make magic tricks with?
Well, I'd have to. You couldn't do that with a normal fork.
No, it was obviously a trick fork.
Magic fork.
Yeah, fork and ale.
Fork me.
Yeah. Fork me. That's what she said afterwards. It worked. Soph was like, fork me.
And they did Osh. Osh was like, get forked. It's crazy. Crazy stuff.
Osh wanted to spoon afterwards. It was a bit late.
Next up, Blakey. Don't like Blake. I mean, our predictions early on, I went, he's a big dick. Nath, you put him in your top five, which I don't think is going to work out well for you. This week, nothing in episode three, which I enjoyed. Episode four, he was part of the group date, the Real Man Games. His odds, thanks to Sportsbet, have just continued to blown out. 15, 18, now at 24. Gamble responsibly. Blakey, Nath.
I feel like every time the camera, like even this week, he's had a quiet week, but every time the camera's on him, he just has to tell everybody how good he is and how much better he is than everybody else. Like, yeah. Even when he's not doing anything.
Well, that's, you're 100% right, but in episode three, we saw nothing of him because he wasn't part of the solo date or the group date, so he couldn't give, you know, the commentary on it.
Yeah.
So there was nothing of him in episode three.
And then they put the camera on him, he's like, oh, I'm better than all of you. I'm like, mate, you've done, this is the one piece to camera that you've done the whole episode.
And I just want to run something by you, Nath, is he's not even a good villain.
No, he's a crap villain.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, usually villains know what they're good and not. Like, there was a bit where he was at the camera and they did the Real Man Games, and it does the piece to camera, and he goes, I'm the most manliest man here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, clearly you're not.
Yeah, you're not, bro.
Like, you went on about how vain you are when he did that, you know, photo shoot with his top off. And he doesn't do it with, like, gusto. Mm. Everything's like, it's kind of like this.
Yeah, he's
not like, hey.
And he's also not stirring everyone up. The villain, the point of the villain is to make the other people angry.
He's only doing the villain stuff to the camera, not to the guys.
The poor cameraman thinks he's an absolute prick. But everyone else is like, oh, yeah, Blake's a bit of fun.
Hey, cameraman Steve, can you do another piece to camera with Blake?
No. No. Please, no.
That was really it. I mean, we didn't see. He was he lost out in the tyre-changing challenge.
He wasn't happy with that, was he?
No, well, I mean, it wasn't his fault. To be fair, he changed it quite quickly.
Who stuffed up? Was he in the tall group?
Well, we'll cover it in a sec, but Luke was the one who really stuffed it up from the start.
He had no idea. That's right, yeah.
He had literally never changed a tyre. But, yeah, looking back to our predictions, Nath, you also had him first kiss. That's wrong. How are you feeling about the top five?
Yeah, top five, I'm not, nah, not
well,
happy.
And with these intruders coming in,
that's going to push him out a bit. So does that mean we can, like, do we minus the intruders and then count the top five?
I've got an idea what we can do with intruders. Okay. We'll do that right at the end. Last thing we do today on the podcast, Badgie Boys. So if you are listening, stick around for that. We're going to cover what we'll do with the intruders. Next up is Brett. His odds, thanks to Sportsbet.
Yeah, gamble responsibly.
$21, $10, now $12. So he's sort of all over the place. Nath Bretty. He's just a...
He's a personal trainer, isn't he?
Yeah, and I want to chat to you about this because he did have a busy week. He had the undercover family date, the group date, and he was part of the Real Man Games. Mm. He was also part of the photo shoot in episode two. But he doesn't get...
He doesn't say a word. I mean?
You don't see anything
said
of
one
him.
Word. He's not doing anything. Maybe he's going to be like a late bloomer, kind of like an Elise.
And you think so? Because I've picked him in my top five. You've picked him in your top eight.
I said top eight.
But I'm not... like I just haven't seen enough
of him. I reckon he's just getting through... purely on his looks, because he's always one of the last people to get a rose, and I reckon Soph
sees him there
for the last ones. She's like, "Oh yeah, he's good looking. I'll keep him in."
Yeah, I was confident early on because he described himself as a cheeky charmer who loves traveling the ocean and meeting new people.
I haven't seen any of that.
Family and kids is a box he's ready to tick. I mean, he reads well. Mm. He just doesn't present that well. I'm a bit worried for Brady.
I don't think I've got nothing to say on him because
he will be nothing.
As far as I'm concerned, he was just the trainer that came in and. Not even trained Soph, which is there.
By the way, did we see how he went in the planking? Because he should have bossed it.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I said that to my girlfriend when we watched it. I'm like, oh, Brett and Apollo will kill this. Yeah. Personal trainer and Hulk. And no, I think he...
I think he was one of the first four out.
Yeah, because he didn't make it through.
Yeah, I didn't see him changing tires.
No, I reckon that's a stitch up.
Something's going on there.
No,
yeah.
That's not.
Or he's lying about being a personal trainer.
Or maybe he's not a personal trainer.
Next up is Harry. Not a big week for Harry. Nothing in episode three. Episode four, he was part of the Real Man Games. I feel like we didn't see a lot of him. His odds, thanks to Sportsbet, $51, $34, now back out of $41.
Gamble responsibly. Harry's actually impressed me a lot more than I thought. Like, I've written down gone week one, so obviously that was wrong. Because he's not gone.
I had first five gone.
Is that wrong?
Also wrong.
That's wrong, yeah. But I don't know about you, but I'm quite surprised by him because every time he's on camera, he's kind of a bit of fun. He's a bit cheeky. I thought he was just going to be like this little dweeb who couldn't really do anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing, again, remembering our predictions, all we had is a little bio and the photo of them at the rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. And again, they're wearing a suit. And I think his suit was awful. And it counted against him.
There's a picture of it here again. It is one of the worst suits I've ever seen.
If you missed episode one of The Bachelorette, it was a green suit with like leather trimmings on the top, like shoulder pads.
Mr. Bean wouldn't even wear this suit.
It was very awful. I'm hoping someone else dressed him. But no, yeah, I'd agree. He's been a surprise packet.
He has, because he did well in the challenge, didn't he? In the man challenge, he came through a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, they won the tyre challenge.
He was part of that, wasn't he?
What was after the tyre challenge?
And they had to build the cupboard.
To build the cupboard, yes.
Yeah, and that's when they failed, because it was with Ryan.
Well, yeah, I don't think it was his fault, to be honest.
It was Ryan. Ryan lost his temper.
Yeah, the one thing I don't think we'll see much of Harry, probably, is 24, quite young. I don't see that working out.
Well, Apollo's 24.
Yeah, but she'll keep him around because he's eye candy.
Yeah,
I don't see Apollo winning it, but I mean, he's a good-looking rooster.
And Harry's not quite eye candy, is he? He's all right. He's got the long hair.
Well, I mean, he took his shirt off in the other
actually,
one.
Yeah, he's got a bad. Something going on.
He's just good on him. You know what I mean? Surprise
no, he's, as I said, pocket rocket. He's from the Northern Beaches. He's going to come home. The lad's going to be like, hey, and he'll probably hit a bong and go for a surf.
He's a good time. Next up, I hate this guy. It's Hayden.
Look at my down. This guy's so annoying. Look at my down, bitch.
Look at my down. Did you... this week, nothing in episode three, which was wonderful. Really enjoyed episode three. We had none of the Blake. Big dick. What's his name? Blakey. And nothing of Hey Dab. Episode four, he was part of the Real Man Games, but I think he was out after the tyre-changing challenge. I think he was...
Oh, was he part of that? Was he?
I think so. Or maybe he was out earlier.
No, I think he was one of the first people to drop, which doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. His odds, thanks to sports bets.
Gamble responsibly.
He's still at $51. He's the biggest outsider.
One of the most annoying people. Just to look at. You know one of those people when you look at him, you're like, I want to kick you in the shins really hard.
Punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Did you notice last night's rose ceremony... When Sophie gave him the rose, he said like "Thank you, Jesus," or like
"Oh, did but like." But he? I like, tune out when.
But
he's
like
on.
He looked up into the like it wasn't a real thing. It was like a joke. It was like "Yo, thank you, Jesus," or like "Thank you, God." Like he was trying
to be gospel. Did he?
Well, he was trying to be funny. Like though his delivery, like his hand sort of moved.
But he's not the funny guy. No. Sam is the funny guy.
Yeah, he's
the nothing guy.
We'll cover Sam in a sec. I'm off Sam. I've had enough of him. Our predictions for Hayden. I said first five gone. I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
And you said gone week two, and this is the end of week two, so...
There's definitely no Saturday episode, is there?
No.
Okay, he's gone.
It's not on a Friday night, is it?
I thought there was another one.
No, he's so we're wrong.
Oh, how has he made it through? This is a stitch up. He's like cousins with the producer or something.
You know what is really going to piss me off is the intruders come in and like all four of them become the favorite, like just super favorites, and then because our predictions have been
pretty poor,
pretty wrong,
pretty poor.
Couldn't have been more.
Even
wrong.
Our big dick, like
no, that was right. I got that right.
Yeah, but would you even call him the big dick
compared to everyone that's there at the moment?
Yeah, he's the biggest dick
out of everyone that's there. But in terms of the history of big dicks,
he's
not that big.
Certainly doesn't live up to the big dicks.
No.
We've seen a few.
I'm looking at one right now. Next up is Jamesy. He had a big week. Nothing in episode three, though in episode four he did win the Real Man Games, and I thought that's what all this week was about. His odds, thanks to Sportsbet,
gamble responsibly.
He's really firmed up. He actually started the competition at $5.50. He went out to $7.50. Now he's firmed back into $5.50. So a big week for Jamesy.
I really like James. At the start, I think he played on that little innocent, clueless, nervous guy too much. But now I actually really like him. Impressed by the manliness. Soph loved that. I thought the fire thing he did was clever, you know, like a little Jenga thing. That was great.
That was smart. To be honest, when all the guys lined up, I didn't think Jamesy would take it out.
Yeah. But I'm surprised he got there with the plank as well.
But you know what? Good on him. He kicked through. And to be honest, I think he's opened up a bit more. I think we're seeing a better side of him. I couldn't really tell you what they were talking about afterwards. It's sort of like...
Is this in their date?
Yeah.
Like, it was still a bit
not
awkward.
Not their date, it's like some time afterwards.
It was a bit awkward, wasn't it? I'm just like, he didn't
especially
really...
like, he got the kiss on the cheek. Like, Lukey got the, we'll cover it, full on pash, but James is...
And he's got this, like, weird high voice sometimes, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm like, if my dad had that high voice, I wouldn't bring him to sports
and
games.
He's constantly, like, really smiling.
Yeah. Relax, mate. He's like a little puppy.
Yeah, I mean, look, and we do love puppies. Nathan, you had him first date. That didn't happen.
Yeah, that was wrong.
But we've both got him in the top three, and I'm not feeling confident about that.
There's nothing I'm feeling confident about. It could go anywhere.
I had a look at our predictions earlier. There's one prediction I am feeling confident about, okay. but we'll get to that one. Next up, the biggest weirdo in the house, Jared.
The person who needs to relax because he's just so full on.
I don't think I've ever, in my life, met someone so full on.
So intense.
Episode 3, he was part of the undercover family date. Super into that. Episode 4 was part of the Real Man Games. Super, super into that. We've both got him in our top 5. His odds, thanks to Sportsbet, gamble responsibly. He's moved out a little bit. Last week was $4.50. Now he's at $6.50.
So he's still like one of the favourites.
Yeah.
He's weird. Like the man challenge when he refused to stop changing the tyre. And he's like, a real man finishes changing the tyre. Yeah, but the game's over. A real man knows when a game's over.
Yeah, it's over. You know what I mean? Like a game of footy, the
siren... You're going to keep scoring tries, mate, when the siren's going, are
you? You don't keep tackling blokes after the whistle's gone.
No.
Come here.
Well, that means you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like stop.
Like stop. And like...
The tyre's done.
And you know what? It was a team sport, right? Because they all had to change one tyre. It wasn't your fault, bro. Like,
relax.
Just relax, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's fine.
And to be honest, if I had Jared in my team, former army officer, super enthusiastic, you get him to lead, mate.
Yeah, get him to go first.
Yeah, so then you get on the front.
You had a great start. Don't have him last.
Yeah.
And then the weird thing where he keeps going with the tyre.
Yeah, I found that quite odd.
See that one coming.
Also, the undercover family, he was really super into that with the painting. Like, wanted to sit next to Sophie. And then he was, like, trying to copy Sophie's, remember? He was trying to copy the colours.
Yeah, that's right. And he got pissed off because, was it Mac or someone sat next to Sophie instead of him?
Yeah. Very,
He's just got this weird, like, grin, like, evil. Like, kind of like an evil grin.
But like, you can't know, you love someone and you, like, that early. Like, he's so into it. What about last night? I want to get your thoughts on this. The seeds. He gave her the seeds.
The planting
thing. Like, planting a thing. And, like, the guy... Instantly, Soph wasn't into it, right?
Nah.
So if you give a girl something or you come up with the idea of something, because the idea was they plant it, they grow the seeds throughout the competition, instantly she's not into it. And she's like, I've killed the cactus. What if it doesn't last?
And that's when you've got to, as a guy in Jared's shoes, you've got to think on your feet.
You've got
to
pull out.
Yeah.
You just go.
Or just turn it upside down and be like, actually, no, they're hats. Yeah. These are hats. They're pot hats.
Make it funny. Make it interesting. Don't just... Yeah, it's super awkward.
He's so uncomfortable to watch.
He is. It's cringeworthy. Oh. You're like, bro, stop. Just stop, man.
But the thing is with the seed as well, so she goes with it. What happens if he gets kicked out next week? Does he just keep coming back? And he's like, oh, just watering the place. Now the gardener. He's the mansion gardener now going, is this just an excuse to anchor him so he can stay in the house?
Like from now on, like when he leaves, you'll see in the background of the rose ceremony shots, it's just Jared.
Yeah.
Doing the gardening. Hey, so.
Hey, guys.
I'd be worried that he won't leave. Mm. He won't get a rose in the ceremony. He'll just be like, no.
Nope. I'm staying.
Yep.
Just takes it.
I don't take no for an answer. I'm here for you,
Puts Osh in a headlock.
Yeah.
I'm staying.
I mentioned we've got him in our top fives. Again, not feeling.
Not confident.
Not confident at all.
From the lads, too.
Yeah, he's not having a good time. I'd love to get Osh's thoughts on him, though. Next up, Lukey. He was the favourite from day dot, thanks to Sportsbet, and he had a big week. Episode 3, he had his solo date, the sandcastles and the surf balls. And then episode 4, he had the group date, the Real Man Games. His odds, as I mentioned, he's always been the favourite, thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
$2.50, but now he's firmed into $2.
Wow.
So really, really the favourite. We hadn't seen a lot of him up until this point. Episode 1, there was nothing. Episode 2, there was nothing. What do you think of Luke now?
I really like Luke. I mean, the only thing I'd say is that first date that they went on. Right, so he comes from a surfing background.
Yep.
And I really hope that wasn't his idea to get those dumb sumo surfing
wasn't.
Things.
The guys don't pick the dates, remember?
Well, did Soph pick them?
Well, that was... Because
she's from the Gold Coast, and that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, I was totally confused, because they had the surfboards there, remember?
Yeah.
And then... She's like, teach me how to do it. And so they did the pop-up, pop-down.
Yeah.
Pop-up.
Do less.
Pop-up. No, you're doing
too much. Now you're doing nothing at all. You're just laying there.
That's forgetting Sarah Marshall if no one got that spot-on impressions from Jimmy and Nath. So they did all that. And then she said to the cat, plot twist, we're not doing surfboards.
Not really a plot twist. She loves a pretend plot twist.
Yeah, but I mean, like, why get him to teach you to surf?
What a waste of time.
And then get in the balls. Yeah, I found that very odd. But do you like Luke? Like, what's your first impression?
I like Luke. No, I like him. I mean, there's not many in the house I like in this one.
No, he seems...
And I like him. He seems normal. Seems down to earth. Nothing weird about him.
A guy you grab a beer with.
Not trying too hard.
No, just seems like a genuine...
Great head of hair.
What about Sophie when she said Luke looks exactly like George Clooney?
Yeah, she said, well, I said that one of the first things when we looked at him, remember?
I still can't see it at all.
Well, me and Soph, we see eye to eye. Plot twist, I'm an intruder.
That'd be good. I'd enjoy that. And the sandcastles with the questions, did you like that?
Oh, is that what that was?
So when they broke a sandcastle,
there was a question.
It's like a fortune cookie, yeah, but okay. Sand.
But with sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Running out of ideas. The budget's a bit low.
Yeah.
We spent a lot on The Bachelor.
Matty J blew a lot of money, and Channel 10
went
down. Have
you noticed that? There's not much going on in these dates,
well,
are there?
I'm glad you mentioned money, Nath, because do you want to play How Much Does a Day Cost?
Let's do it. How much does that day cost? $65.
So both single dates this week, very, very cheap. I'll just run you through it, what I've bought for the date, so okay. You know. Sand castle buckets, so to make the sand castles. Beach towel. Learn to surf classes. Now, I know that he did teach her, but I'm just thinking of everyone listening. Just getting a price
and
for
And you're
that.
Trying to blow the price right, out a little bit. Feel bad for General 10.
Yeah, because that was the most expensive thing.
Did you get a private beach too?
Yeah. So I went with Manly, learn to surf.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. A one-hour session for two adults. That's the class I've got. And then later they had a white wine and a cheese platter.
Okay.
So, well, how much would you pay for that?
I want to try and push it.
And I got rid of the surfing balls.
Because they're stupid. Yeah, yeah. Where do you even buy those?
I'm assuming.
If you Google that, something weird would come up.
Big balls. I Googled big balls.
Did you?
Yeah.
You got a picture there? No. $200.
Okay. Sandcastle buckets, $22.46.
Okay.
Beach towel, $23.98. Learn to surf classes, $170.
Not each.
No, for two people, yeah, okay, for cool. A private one. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, depends where you go. Manly's a good place to do it. Yeah.
So I was happy with that. A lot cheaper if you're doing a group session.
Oh, right.
But
okay.
I thought if you want to take your partner on a date, that's why I went with the two. White wine, $10, went for a cheapie. Cheese platter, $30. So in total... 200.
That's it. 200.
No. $56.44.
Oh, okay.
So you went far off.
No, not too bad.
Not too
Still hard. Cheap. I mean, you tried to blow it out as much as you could.
Yeah, but I really tried to, but that was...
Poor old Channel 10.
Luke, you got a kiss and a pre-rose rose.
Yep.
Did we like the kiss?
I did like the kiss, actually. It was a bit awkward at the start, because when she just like, just kiss me. Was that one?
Yeah. And then he was really whispering, like, what if I could kiss you? Right,
that's weird. How do you initiate a thing like that? When you've got cameras on your face, just kind of grab her, because that's weird.
Well, no, I like the way Lukey did it, because he didn't like ask her, like, hey, can I kiss you? Mm. He went, like, he was trying to get away from the cameras. Obviously, yeah, going, hey, can I kiss you?
But then he's like, oh, but I've got a lapel mic on.
I couldn't really hear him. They put the subtitles up.
Yeah.
Hey, can I kiss you?
Did they ask him afterwards?
Yeah,
to get the subtitles?
Yeah, what were you saying, by the way? Look,
you should have said, you look nice.
Yeah. Kiss me if I'm the winner. also, really quickly, our predictions. Nath, I'm still confident about mine. I predicted him not to win.
Yeah, well, now these intruders are coming. That's a complete spanner in the works.
Well, again, we don't know. You've got him as the winner.
Yeah.
But again, we'll have to see. But I'm feeling confident he won't win. Because the favourite can't win twice.
Well, I mean, unless he winks.
What a beautiful horse she is. Next up, McCain.
Ah, McCain, you've done it again.
I want to say I'm really surprised that he's still around. He had a big episode 3. He was part of the group date, the Undercover Family, sat next to Soph. Episode 4 was part of the Real Man Games and made it to the final 2. So good on for the McCain. His odds, thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
$23, then went to $41, now firmed up into $17.
Sorry, I'm just laughing. I watched the first episode with Mum this week, and when McCain came on and did a little piece of camera, she goes, oh, he's got big ears, does he?
Just a reminder for everyone, for my predictions, I went most likely to win a staring comp or most likely to win a meerkat lookalike comp.
He's got a weird look. But there was a few outfits that he was wearing this week, though, that kind of made him look good. Like, he did this one with the denim jacket and the T-shirt, and he had a necklace on. I was like, oh. But if it wasn't for those Buddy Dumbos, mate, you'd be all right.
And the weird song he sung at the start. Let's never forget that.
You and me.
Me and me. Me and you.
And you and me.
Just
kept going like that for about
and me and you.
4 or 5 minutes. Didn't stop.
And you and me.
Had a guitar.
And me.
Pretended to strum it.
And you. And me.
Kept going like that.
And Usher.
The whole time. I didn't say that.
Should have. Also found out episode 3, he's colorblind.
Yeah, with the, yes.
Yeah, with the colors.
Did he make that up, do you think?
Sympathy vote?
Yeah, sympathy vote, possibly.
Seems like the type of bloke to do that.
Yep. And I mean, you look at those eyes, if you keep staring like that, something's bound to happen bad. Yeah. He's probably damaged him.
Yeah. It's because he never blinks.
That's why.
He grabbed perfect sight and then he just stared you down.
By the end of the show, he hasn't got any eyes.
Anything for you this week? I mean,
I was impressed by him, actually, in the man challenge, because he got right to the end, didn't
final
he?
Final two, yeah.
In the final two, I think he did quite well.
Well, that was the thing. Like, everything until the final challenge was part of a group, right? Mm. You know, it was... He won the plank, by the way. Seven-minute plank.
Oh, he did. But there's something going on with the plank. I think it was a stitch-up.
We'll rub that out. So, tire challenge. It was a group challenge.
Group challenge, yeah.
The cupboard building.
Group challenge.
And I feel like James sort of took the lead
so
there.
So, you reckon he was carried through?
I thought he was carried through because the reason why, how'd he go in the firelighting comp?
Really crap. I don't think he got a flame, did he?
Nah. You know how the thing is, he couldn't even get it like a little bit lit and James had a roaring fire.
One thing the Bachelorette and the Bachelor need to do better is the build up because Survivor, what they do, sorry to bring in another reality show, but in the Survivor challenges, they always make it look like someone's dominating and then the last minute, the other team, oh, they've come and it's close. With the Bachelor, the music was building as in to say that old mate McCain was going to catch up. No.
Yeah, but that's the point. Like, I get what you're pointing in Survivor. It's like, oh, they're close, they're close. They were never close, though. Mm. How can you make it close when McCain didn't even get a fire started?
Yeah, I know. Something was going to happen. Like, so last minute, he's get this huge spark.
You can't blame. Like, there was a point where, like, James had the high Jenga stack and it's burning and Mac had nothing. Like, how do you make, like, that's Mac's fault. Mac was awful.
I know, it was crap.
So it's not the Bachelor or Bachelorette. They do try and build suspense, but when you got duds, mate. Yeah. That's what Mac.
He's used to putting things in the oven. And McCain. McCain chips.
Well done.
Yeah.
Give yourself a ding.
Ah, McCain. I'll give myself this, actually.
Ah, McCain. You've done it again.
Next up, Ryan. Righto.
Oh, yeah.
Big week for the former Kiwi. Was part of the Undercover Family Challenge. Won that. Got some solo time with Soph. Also part of the Real Man Games. Did have some trouble with that flat pack. His odds, thanks to Sportsbet. Gamble responsibly. Started the competition at $21, blew out to $101.
Oh,
the biggest odds after the whole villain thing and all that, and now he's back into 23.
Oh wow, okay. Is that he lost his temper a little bit as well? I'm surprised he's still in there because he's done so many things. Like he goes, "Is that how you handle things?" He goes, "Yeah, I get aggressive and break things."
Yeah,
like that's a red flag.
I'm a bit confused because I mean, starting off, he had a lot of questions for Soph, and he was like very angry. But then, like, sometimes he's very chill, like with the painting. Like he did a really good painting.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
And then like opened up to Soph a little bit.
It was full on in the painting though when he was like, "Oh yeah, relationships flourish," blah, blah, blah. And then the sister was like, "Oh, it's dark at the top. What does that mean?" He goes, "Oh yeah, often my relationships end in darkness."
No. She said, "It's dark at the top. Yeah. Do your relationships end in darkness?"
And then
she
like,
led him down that path.
Oh, right. Okay. You reckon she led him down?
Well, yeah, because she said, she's like, "Oh, this dark's at the top. Do your relationships end? How have your relationships ended?" And then he was like, "Oh, yeah, I guess they end bad."
He should have lied. He should have said, "Nah, my ex-girlfriend had a black dress."
But the thing, like that, I mean, yeah, he bought into it. I mean, obviously
he went with it.
Because if I was with a professional art critic, I'd be agreeing with everything they said, you know what I mean?
Oh, right,
so
okay.
So like a professional arts critic said to me, "Oh, you got blacked, your relationships end badly." Even if I was married...
Like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, even if I was married with three kids, I'd be like, "Yeah, no, they all ended terribly.
I'd hit them all with a car."
I just
a black sedan.
Ryan, our predictions. I said most likely to mention the All Blacks winning or their winning streak or how good they are, something
like
that.
Could still happen.
I think it may have happened in the house. We just haven't seen it. He seems like the type of bloke to bring it up.
Yeah.
You've got him in your top 10 / an evil minion.
How many are we on now?
Down to 11, close.
Oh, we're down to 11.
Yeah.
Ah, so close. So but close. Then we've got four but in then- next week, don't we?
So close, but we're adding four. Next up is Sammy. Big week for the Sam dog. Episode 3, he was part of the group date, the Undercover Family, put his foot in his mouth. Episode 4, he was part of the Real Man Games. And also got a solid 8 in episode 4. They baked the cupcakes. Talk about cheap dates.
Yeah.
Cover that in a sec.
Make them yourself.
Odds thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
Was at $18 for a long time. Finally moved. He's gone into $9.
Oh, okay. So he's halved.
Yeah.
Well done. I'll tell you what I was impressed by, Sammy, which may have helped his odds. Tom Cruise impression.
Yeah,
it was. That was fantastic.
Nailed it.
It's really, really good. And then so tried, she sounded like Bane or something.
Just because you put your, like, I don't, like, you put the finger on the nose. Hey, it's Tom Cruise, man.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
No.
And he's a voiceover artist, so.
That's his job. I mean, if you did a crap job, then you'd be worried.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're on The Bachelor, bro, because you couldn't get any voiceover work.
And, like, I think he said I'm hopefully did more than Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
you know
I know.
You're
a
professional voiceover artist.
I was ready for like a 3-minute bloody segment going, oh, here we go. Yeah. Yes. Sit back. So I just did Tom Cruise.
I'll give you me had a really good Tom Cruise, but come on, bro. You're a voiceover artist.
Yeah, I do a really good Scooby-Doo. But
go.
I'm not a Ruby-Dooby-Doo.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was good.
You sure you're not an intruder, mate?
Yeah, well, you know. Careful.
See you next week.
See what happens.
Yeah, Undercover Family put his foot in the mouth, though. I felt like they blew that out a little bit. Lost out early in the Real Men Games. He was the first one out, remember?
Yes,
couldn't
that's right.
Yeah,
he sucked.
Really sucked.
But his rig's not that bad.
No, again, I think he just...
Just a jester.
Just had enough.
Yeah.
Thought it was funny.
I'm done.
Oh, look, I'm out first. How funny. Solid 8, the cupcakes. Nath, what'd you think about that?
Cheap date. Red Velvet Cupcakes, though, were nice.
Yeah.
They're a good cupcake. And they randomly, like, I watched them make it. And they were shit.
Yeah.
They're spilling crap everywhere on the floor. Soph dropped an egg. And then they come out of the oven brilliant. You're telling me that was the cupcakes they made? No.
Yeah. Oh, we've covered this. I mean, when we did the Bachelor with Maddie J and Tara, remember they did the pasta?
Yeah.
And then it was different pasta than, and you didn't see the making part. Yeah, very.
They made pasta and none of these rigatoni pizzas came.
It's a chicken schnitzel.
Where did that come from? There you go.
What's going on here? All right, Nathan, let's play. How much does that date cost?
How much does that date cost?
Remember, okay, so this is all there was make your own cupcakes.
Did you buy a kitchen or something?
No.
No.
Bought a house. and cocktail mix. There was a bottle of Cointreau and a bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. So I bought both those bottles. So buying the stuff to make cupcakes.
Okay, you bought the bottles. That's good.
Buy those two bottles of alcohol and a shaker for the cocktails. What are we looking at?
And a shaker.
And a shaker.
Stainless steel?
Stainless steel, yeah.
150.
All up for the date?
All up 150.
Yeah. Okay. For the cupcake ingredients, I bought all the stuff at Woolworths.
Yeah.
$26.98.
Okay.
For the cocktail mix, bottle of Cointreau, bottle of vodka, shaker, ice, all that sort of stuff. $89.94. So that's $116.92 in total.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, what about aprons? They had aprons on. Chuck them in there.
Nah.
Round it up for one. Let's say 150.
No. Okay. Round it up. All right. It is time to say goodbye to some of the boys.
Hit the road.
Pete.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road.
Jefferson.
Oh.
Jefferson.
My name's Jeff.
Eden.
Don't you come back no more, no more,
no more, no more. Hit the road.
Bingham.
Yeah, 4 blokes this week. Not good for our predictions, Nath.
No.
We've got nothing right. I'm just going to say straight out.
So shit.
Look, let's punch through them. Petey, the fashion designer.
Yep.
I just want to bring your attention when he said, Pete can be summed up in one word, chill. Yeah, super chill. We saw nothing, bro.
So chill, mate. He's been frozen out of the comp. He's nothing.
I had top 10 slash a friend.
Yeah.
I didn't even give myself the friend one.
No, I wouldn't give yourself a friend. No. I don't remember him saying anything.
No. I think he was part of the group date in episode 3. But
was he?
No. You had him middle of the pack.
That's obviously wrong.
You also had bats for the other team, Nate.
You never know. He could be hooking up with Jefferson in the cab out of there.
I have to give you a no, though, because we didn't see it in the house.
Yeah.
Next up.
But if a Daily Mail article comes out in the next couple of weeks, we're on.
Jefferson, the big Jeff.
this bloke just made me laugh.
This is a quote. He was asked, what is your biggest obstacle you had to overcome? He said, moving away from my family to learn English.
Yeah.
We never heard him speak the whole show.
No, I didn't hear him say one thing. Even when he left, he just went like, thank you.
No, we didn't even hear thank you. He smiled and they cut straight away to Eden then going.
He didn't say anything.
Nah.
I thought he said,
a bit of boopy.
No.
He didn't even say that.
Well, the thing is, he's a Venezuelan who was raised in Florence, Italy. So we're not even sure he's Italian.
I don't know what he speaks.
All I wanted was to get some sort of accent. And he was well-traveled as well. He loved traveling. We got nothing. Mm. I have no idea if he spoke English or anything. I had him top 10 wrong. Mm. You had him top 7.
Wrong.
I just wanted to hear him speak. That's all I really wanted.
Jefferson.
Eden, speaking of traveling guys, Eden was born in London to parents from New Zealand, loves to travel. Got this really wrong. I had top 5.
Oh, I got it even more wrong than you because I said top 3.
Just not.
We suck. Why is this so hard? Maybe halfway through filming, they're like, geez, these guys suck. We've got to bring in intruders.
Well, I think, you get rid of 3 guys in one episode. Yeah, they suck.
You're worried.
Next up was the Bingham. Just to remind people, he said he was a polo player, and he described himself as competitive and cocky and believes his best feature is his height and physique. So I went with like a little dick and you went with villain dick. They're wrong.
They're both wrong.
So this guy
was actually a nice bloke from the bits we saw.
I think he lied about it. Yeah. Like he tried to make himself like some cool cat.
No.
Nothing.
He's actually like a nice bloke.
And not just to get the villain wrong, Nath, you also picked him 9th.
Yeah, which is... No. Unfortunately, wrong. So still looks like Loki, though. I know I didn't lock that in, but I think he...
Tom Hiddleston. No. Yeah. In that photo we have, he does, but in real life, he's a bit of a goober.
Go back playing polo in Queensland.
So just to confirm, we got none of those predictions right. The Batchy Boys.
Why do we suck?
Nath, 2 things before we go. I've got to talk about the predictions with the new guys coming in, but let's talk about who we think should have gone.
The tribe has spoken.
You are the weakest link.
You're going home.
You've been shafted.
You're fired.
Get him out of here. Get out.
Get out
of here.
Go out.
Get out.
Jared.
You going Jared?
Yeah.
For weird? No, I went with Blake just because in episode 3 we didn't see anything of him. He didn't have the piece to cameras. I thought it was fine without him. And then you went back to always having him on camera going, I'm such a manly man. I should have won this. Shut up, bro. Shut up. If I had the power to text in, I would be texting Blake's name nonstop.
I just can't stand Jared. I think he's a creep. I'm worried for Sophie's safety.
100% agree with you, Nath. If I wasn't texting Blake to vote him out.
You're texting Jared.
I was texting Jared.
Spell check. What's it going to spell check to? Jared.
Mm-hmm. No, that's...
You'd have to be a really bad typer.
Look, we got to jump out of here for today for this episode of Batchy Boys. Nath, I just want to propose something to you because there's 4 guys coming in next week, right? We've got 11 guys now. Our predictions aren't going that well. I want to ask you, with the 4 guys coming in next week, can we redo all our predictions for the remaining guys?
Redo every prediction?
Yeah. Because we didn't know there were going to be predictions, so it's hard to, like... Throwing 4 guys in there, like you've picked like 9th and like specific numbers. Throwing 4 in, like that's just going to make you wrong already. And we're not going that well.
But is it cheating if we, can we just add them in? Add them into predictions? Because I think it might be cheating.
But I mean, like it'll get your numbers wrong. You know what I mean? Because if you're picking like, say Bing was still in there at 9. If you add 4 guys, it's going to push him out. Like it's just not going to.
He was never going to get in there.
Or is this like a to be continued thing? Like you've got to think about it, Nath.
Yeah, I've got to think about it. It's something I can't give a huge answer to.
All right, what about this? We'll leave him on a cliffhanger. We'll do a cliffhanger.
All right. This is what we're gonna do. Next week we're Batchy Boys, Batchy Boys.